Hello, listeners, and welcome to the first ever Daily Campus Sports Section, Kineticast, where UConn's student newspaper continues to get you closer to the action. I'm Matt McDonough, the Associate Sports Editor and Men's Basketball Beat Writer, and joining me is the Sports Editor and fellow Men's Basketball Beat Writer, Max Cerullo. Also with me is the Sports Department Senior Staff Writer, who covered football with Mac in the fall, and is now the Women's Basketball Reporter, Colin McDonough. The first course of tonight is served hot. After the women's basketball team's 90-game win streak ended at Stanford, the Huskies have reeled off 10 straight, most recently defeating DePaul by 23 at Gamble Pavilion. The team has been on fire of late. Maya Moore was named Big East Player of the Week, and Stephanie Dawson earned Freshman of the Week honors Monday. So, Colin, what or who has been clicking for UConn, and with a pretty tough Big East schedule this season, who can beat them?
Maya Moore has been the one clicking all season for the Huskies. She's obviously a Player of the Year candidate, but Stephanie Dawson, a freshman center, has stepped up in the absence left by Samari Walker, another freshman's departure. Dawson scored 21 points against DePaul to go along with Moore's 34, and if she can be a post presence the rest of the season, then they can reach a goal of winning their third straight championship. Baylor is the team to look for in the national tournament, but DePaul, West Virginia, Notre Dame, teams like that who they've already beaten but have had close games with can give them a run in the Big East tournament. And then looking to the NCAA, Stanford, which ended the win streak, and Baylor, who they only beat by 1 point, can definitely give the Huskies problems.
Yeah, obviously Stanford and Baylor problem spots there. So moving on to the men who have been cold of late, dropping two straight home games to Louisville and Syracuse, then escaping this weekend at Seton Hall. The Huskies were down by as many as 14 in Newark in the second half before clawing back to win by two. This conference, you take any win you can get. 6-4 in the Big East is certainly better than an even 5-5. So Mac, what did the win say about UConn's character, as well as what problems did it may have exposed to other teams better than the Pirates that could doom UConn down the line?
Well, I think this game kind of showed us that UConn, you know, coming into the season, they didn't have very high expectations, and every big win that they had, they truly had to earn, and they believed that they needed to win it. I think the most recent slide is partially a result of them perhaps getting accustomed to their own success, and I think Coach Calhoun did an excellent job of reining the team back in, because, frankly, when they were down at Seton Hall, they looked awful in every facet. Yeah. And I think it's just, you know, shows why Calhoun's a Hall of Fame coach, being able to push all the right buttons. And the team responded. They completely shut down Seton Hall's offense, and they got themselves back into the game. You know, they were able to get the job done. And I think that speaks volumes about a team as young and, you know, as young as this team is.
Yeah, and then definitely the Prudential Center down there, not as tough of an atmosphere as could be in terms of colleges in the Big East, with Pitt having a great home court advantage, but a road win nonetheless. So one final thought, since both of you covered the football team's Big East championship run this season and Fiesta Bowl loss, what are your thoughts on the new recruiting class, 8 offensive, 8 defensive players, I believe 8 3-star recruits? So what do you guys like about the class?
Well, I think that the athletes we've gotten are pretty good. Obviously, it's hard to say exactly what the team next year will look like, because Jordan Todman will be gone. You know, Zach Frazier will be gone. So the new quarterback will be either Box or the new quarterback Michael Niebrich or any of the other new guys. We have a new coaching staff. The offense, we could see a spread offense on the field at Rensselaer next year, for all we know. You never know. But as the men's basketball team showed us, that like uncertainty doesn't necessarily lead to, you know, an off year. Like Louisville's men's basketball team is another good example. They weren't supposed to be very good this year either, and they did fine. With us, I don't know. I think I like the athletes we've got, and I think I think we should at least have some optimism going into the season.
Yeah, Mac, to go on that, with Randy Edsall leaving, he recruited this type of class, only 1 4-star recruit in UConn history, with Dwayne Difton, who hopefully next year will be a major factor in the offense. But Edsel got them to the limit with these types of classes, some three stars, some Connecticut guys, as well as Georgia, Florida guys. And Paul Pasqualoni, the new head coach, they said, we'll see what happens next year if he can get more Connecticut guys, if we want more Connecticut guys, if they're good enough to play at the elite level that UConn hopes to be at. And next year, the limit is to get back to a BCS bowl game, win the Big East Championship, get back to maybe not the Fiesta, but the Orange or Sugar, depending on how things go. So this class will have to have an impact in the next 4 years, and if they can start their first year, then it'd definitely be greatly appreciated by UConn fans.
Yeah, we definitely hope a return BCS berth is in the works. So that ends the inaugural Kineticast. Don't forget to read the Daily Campus sports section Monday through Friday. Also check out dailycampus.com for everything you see in print, as well as our new blog, dcsportsonline.wordpress.com, and follow DC Sports Online on Twitter. So thanks again for listening. Please join us again. Stay warm, Stores.